Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their little ones learn to make and keep friends. And I want you to know, this question shows how deeply you care about your child's heart and their connections with others. If you're watching this because your 3 or 4 year old is navigating the wonderful, sometimes tricky world of friendships, I see you. Maybe your little one is learning to share toys, or figuring out how to join in play with other children, or discovering what it means to be a friend. These moments can feel challenging, and I want you to know something important. What you're witnessing isn't a problem to fix. It's development unfolding exactly as it should. Let me share what the magic book taught me about friendship skills in young children. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows us something beautiful. Young children develop and learn in the context of relationships. That means your child is learning about friendship primarily through their relationship with you. When you offer warmth, affection, and respect consistently, you're teaching your child the very foundation of all friendships. Isn't that wonderful? Here's what's happening in your child's growing brain right now. At ages 3 and 4, children are in a critical window for social skill development. Their little minds are learning complex things like turn-taking, sharing, empathy, and cooperation. But here's the key. These skills don't appear overnight. They develop gradually, step by step, through warm relationships and gentle practice. Early intervention specialists Merle Crawford and Barbara Weber, who have spent years studying how children learn social skills, emphasize something so important. Sharing and turn-taking are skills children will need for the rest of their lives. And the beautiful news, you can start teaching these skills right now through simple, loving interactions embedded in your daily routines. Let me tell you what research shows about how friendship skills actually develop. Children find it easier to practice social skills with adults first, before transitioning to interactions with other children. So when you play turn-taking games with your little one, when you model sharing during snack time, when you use words to express feelings, you're building the foundation for all their future friendships. You're not just playing, you're teaching. The National Academies of Sciences confirms that ages 3 and 4 represent a critical period for acquiring foundational social-emotional learning skills. The patterns your child develops now significantly influence their peer relationships and school success later. But please hear this. That doesn't mean pressure. It means opportunity. Every playdate, every shared toy, every moment of waiting for a turn is your child's brain building neural pathways for connection. Now, let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that can help. First, keep turns short and structured. When children are learning to take turns, counting to 10 for each turn helps both children anticipate how long they'll wait. This makes the rhythm of turn-taking feel predictable and safe. You can say, "Your turn for 10 counts, then my turn for 10 counts." This simple structure teaches patience and fairness. Second, use visual and gestural cues. Teaching your child to clasp their hands together and say waiting hands gives them a specific behavior to focus on while waiting. It transforms waiting from an abstract concept into something concrete they can do. And when they successfully wait, celebrate that. You used your waiting hands so beautifully. Third, embed practice opportunities in daily routines. Sharing snacks at the table, taking turns choosing books at bedtime, trading toys during playtime. These everyday moments are where friendship skills are truly built, not in formal lessons, but in the gentle rhythm of daily life together. Fourth, model the language of friendship. When you say things like, "May I please have a turn?" or "Thank you for sharing with me," your child is learning the actual words that build connections. They're discovering that kind words open doors to friendship. And here's something the magic book showed me that I find so beautiful. When children see their caregivers demonstrate warmth, respect, and cooperation, they naturally begin to mirror those behaviors. You are your child's first and most important teacher of friendship. The way you treat them, and the way they see you treat others, becomes their template for all relationships. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called The Heart Compass Playground. In this story, Two friends named Eili and Igor discover a magical practice arena where their hearts actually glow when they make kind choices. And when they choose empathy and understanding, rainbow paths appear to guide them toward deeper friendship. This story is so special because it gives children a metaphor they can understand. The idea of a heart compass, a feeling inside that glows when we're kind, helps children connect their actions to their feelings. After reading this story, you can ask your child, "What makes your heart glow when you play with friends?" You're helping them notice their own kind choices and building their awareness of how friendship feels. The story shows that friendship isn't about being perfect. It's about making kind choices, one moment at a time. When Eili and Igor stumble or make mistakes, they learn that friendship means trying again, listening to each other, and caring about how the other person feels. These are exactly the skills your 3 or 4 year old is learning right now. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child who is learning to share, who sometimes struggles to wait for a turn, who is figuring out how to join in play, is doing exactly what they should be doing at this age. They're not behind. They're not difficult. They're learning one of life's most important skills, and they're learning it through relationship with you. Doctor. Jeannie Ho and Suzanne Funk from the National Association for the Education of Young Children remind us that children who have trusting relationships with their caregivers are more willing to ask questions, solve problems, and express their thinking. That trust you're building, it's the foundation for every friendship your child will ever have. So tonight or tomorrow, try this. During playtime, narrate what you see. You waited for your turn, that's friendship. You shared your toy with your sister. Your heart compass is glowing. Help your child notice their own kind choices. Celebrate the small moments of connection, because friendship skills are built in these tiny, beautiful moments. And please be gentle with yourself too. Teaching friendship skills takes patience. There will be days when sharing feels impossible, when waiting leads to tears, when playdates feel chaotic. That's all part of the learning. Your calm presence, your warm guidance, your belief in your child's growing capacity for connection, that's what matters most. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child's beautiful, growing heart. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. Keep offering warmth, keep modeling kindness, keep celebrating those small moments of connection. Your child is learning to be a friend, and you're teaching them so well. Find the Heart Compass Playground and many more stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to support your child's social and emotional growth. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.